This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news headlines first. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuwa leaves for 3 days India visit. Culture Minister Prem Bahadur Ali says existing alliance to continue in local election. And protests at Sri Lanka leader's home turns violent. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuwa has left for New Delhi on a 3-day official visit to neighboring India at the invitation of Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. This is Prime Minister Deuwa's first official visit since becoming Prime Minister for the 5th time. The delegation includes Prime Minister Deuwa's spouse Arjunana Deuwa, Foreign Minister Naren Khadka and other ministers, secretaries and officials. The visiting team consists of about 50 participants, including high government officials, industrialists and media persons. During the visit, Prime Minister Deuwa is scheduled to pay a courtesy call on Vice President of India. Likewise, delegation level talks will be held with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi at the Hyderabad House on the 2nd of April. Likewise, the Indian External Affairs Minister and National Security Advisor to the Government of India will call on Prime Minister Deuwa, the ministry said. Prime Minister Deuwa is scheduled to address a gathering of businessmen in New Delhi. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Gyanendra Bahadur Karki has said that the visit of Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuwa to India from today will be focused on the interests of the country. At a press conference held at the Ministry of Communications to announce the decision of the cabinet meeting, Minister Karki said that the Prime Minister's visit would further enhance the centuries-old ties between Nepal and India. Gudi Jatra is being observed in the capital city today. It is observed on the new moon of Chaitra Shukla Pakshe in the lunar calendar. During this festival, horse parades are organized in Turi Hill. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Prem Bahadur Ali today said that it has been decided to continue the existing ruling alliance for the purpose of the 13th May local election as well. District task forces would be created for the coalition to join hands with each other in the election, he said talking to media persons at Biratnagar Airport. Budget worth Rs. 16 billion has been allocated for land acquisition to upgrade the airport in a regional international airport, he said, adding that he has directed the operation of a Biratnagar Lukla flight on a daily basis. The weather would remain cloudy for 3 more days due to the impact of the low pressure system around Bihar of India and local winds. According to meteorologists at the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, Manju Basi, the sky in most places of the country would remain generally cloudy while there is a possibility of a light rainfall with lightning in some places. The department said the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in hilly areas of Province 1, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, as well as light rainfall with lightning and a thunderstorm at a few places. There is possibility of partly to generally cloudy weather in some places of Province 1, Madhya Province and Gandaki province, and fair weather in the rest of the places in the country. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. Russian forces in Ukraine are regrouping to double down on their attacks in the east of the country, according to NATO's Secretary General. Jens Stoltenberg said Russia is trying to regroup, resupply and reinforce. The UK said Russia was bringing in between 1,200 and 2,000 troops from Georgia as reinforcements. Moscow said on Tuesday that it will reduce military activity in northern Ukraine and focus on liberating the Donbass region in the southeast. Stoltenberg said Russia's aim of pursuing a military outcome had not changed. The UK also said bringing in troops from Georgia had not been part of Moscow's original plan. Sri Lankan police imposed a curfew and fired tear gas at demonstrators protesting dire food, fuel and power shortages outside the president's house. Agitated protesters stormed through barricades and were accused of setting fire to a bus on Thursday night. President Gotabaya Rajapakse blamed the events on extremist elements. Sri Lanka is in the midst of a foreign exchange crisis that has crippled its economy. Faced with 13-hour power cuts, a lack of fuel, essential food items and medicine, public anger has reached a new high. On Friday morning, police arrested 45 people, although no charges have been made against them yet. Russia has told unfriendly foreign countries they must start paying for gas in rubles or it will cut supplies. Vladimir Putin has signed a decree stating buyers must open ruble accounts in Russian banks from Friday. Nobody sells us anything for free and we are not going to do charity either. That is, existing contracts will stop, the Russian president said. Putin's demand is being seen as an attempt to boost the ruble, which has been hit by Western sanctions. Germany said the change announced by Putin amounted to blackmail. Since Russia invaded Ukraine, Western nations have issued economic and trade sanctions on Russia, but the European Union has not placed bans on oil or gas, unlike the US and Canada, as its member nations rely heavily on it. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deuba leaves for 3 days India visit. Culture Minister Prem Bahadur Ali says existing alliance to continue in local election and protests at Sri Lanka leader's home turns violent. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also visit to our website www.onlinenepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.